August 27th, 2016. What have we just seen, Ashrita?
Well, we're celebrating Sri Chinmoy's birthday. Sri Chinmoy is our meditation teacher. He was a great lover of peace, and he gave so much to each one of us. He taught us meditation, spirituality, you know, love of our fellow human being, love of God. And so as a gratitude offering to him on his birthday, we decided to do the largest birthday cake with lit candles. So it's a Guinness record. It's the most lit candles on a birthday cake. And we put out more than 72,000 candles, and we're pretty sure that it's around 72,000 is the official total of all the candles being lit at the same time.
When mothers make birthday cakes for their kids, you know, they spend an afternoon. This has been a big job. How many guys, how much effort and time do you think went into this?
I mean, probably altogether, I'd say there's 125 people altogether. I mean, you know, putting candles in the cakes, you know, lighting the candles, and, you know, sort of just all of the different tremendous amount of details. So it's probably about 125 people.
Now, obviously when something like this happens, it's a brand new thing. It's something that's really different. Have you learned from doing this in the past? Because apparently you've done this two times before.
Right. This is our third time. First time we did 27,000, and it was actually in a confined area. And we learned, okay, it can't be in a confined area. The heat is just too intense. So we did it last time. We did it out here. And we did 48,000 candles. And we decided, the record got broken. It was 50,000. And we decided to try to do over 70. And I guess what we learned is that we needed fire extinguishers. I mean, last time we tried to blow it out, and we're mostly successful, but it's a little scary, and since we have so many more candles now, we decided to use the fire extinguishers, and that worked pretty well.
When you start with a plan to do something like this, obviously things change along the way. Is there something that you just have to adapt every time you do one of these records to make things work? Because you start out with a plan, and then everything changes, and yeah, make it happen.
It's true. You have to be very, very flexible, like in life. You know, you have to, you have, everything's planned, but then in reality, it doesn't work out the way you thought. And so, yeah, you have to be flexible. You have to be grateful. And, you know, we feel like there's a special blessing from our teacher. You know, it's on his birthday, and it all worked out. And, you know, we were worried about the heat is so intense. We were worried about things catching fire, but, you know, thank God nothing bad happened.
Looking back at this record in particular, I mean, is it something that you feel just kind of happy about? You feel satisfied? You feel grateful? What kind of a thing, experience? Do you think all these people tonight who saw this, you can't answer for everybody. How about you, Ashrita?
Well, I think, you know what? I think it's a joyful celebration, and I feel happy. I feel joyful. I mean, it was a group effort. I mean, you know, people worked, you know, for days on this thing, and you know, I love the fact that we all worked as a team to celebrate our teacher's birthday. And really, it was meant to celebrate the birthday and to give joy to all the people who are watching. So I think we accomplished that. I feel very happy.